Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. I love doing this segment. I can get things off my chest. Things that make me annoyed about the media.
I love it. I love it.
I must calm down.
Okay.
All right. All right. Compose myself. All right. I'm going to concentrate on a few serial offenders here. First of all, scary weather stories and scary travel stories. Now, this is where the media, and there are several websites who I won't mention because I don't want you to click them, but they know by putting up stories about the weather and about terrifying travel stories, they're going to get clicks.
Makes
now,
sense.
Here's an example. A sweeping cold front to bring driving rain, snow and wind to New South Wales and Victoria. This was a few days ago, by the way, and I'm looking out the window now. It looks kind of okay. It looks like a winter's day.
Yeah, I mean, it's winter. Well, you're not going to expect Armageddon heat waves.
Exactly. But we did have the story, which was published by several organisations, grab the scarves and the umbrellas because it's going to be cold and wet, with some places expected to cop a month's worth of rain. A series of cold fronts are hitting Victoria and New South Wales. It's warning people that Sydney can expect highs of 19 degrees in the next few days, with a cold front sending temperatures dipping to lows of 8 degrees. Guess what?
What?
That's a pretty much average. In fact, that's above average winter temperature. 19 degrees is a good winter's day.
Yeah.
I mean, most an average winter temperature would be 16, 17. So dig a little deeper into the story. It also says the Bureau of Meteorology in Victoria says that state will be getting a big taste of winter there. I've checked the temperatures there have been pretty much on average the last few days. A little cool overnight. South Australia is also going to be in for a freezing weekend. The mercury in Adelaide will struggle to get to 16 degrees, which again is the average temperature in Adelaide. So when you see these stories about sweeping, freezing cold weather, or in summer, about Armageddon coming, about, you know, we're about to melt to pieces, just read into the story first.
I think in summer, the Armageddon heat waves, you know, there is a lot of those. But in our defence, Australia is rubbish at coping with winter.
Yeah, true. I know. I remember the first day of winter coming in here and you were whinging.
I said, Tez,
it's winter.
Yep, I will own up to that,
yeah.
Yes.
And look, if you think it's cold now,
I'm going to be screwed.
You're new at breakfast radio. I've been doing breakfast radio all my life. I can tell you, in July, you're going to get out of bed one morning and it's going to be like 2 degrees.
Oh, yay.
So you've got that to look forward to.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, my second not news story. These happen every day.
Every day?
Every day. Travel horror stories.
Oh, yes.
Now, the latest being a traveller who was on Ryanair tweeted a gross video, The Sun breathlessly reported. He tweeted, first of all, the loos were disgusting, and posted a video that showed grime and muck all over the bathroom, sink and mirror. Horror. Shock. He said, this is absolutely disgusting. He wanted his money back. A Ryanair spokesperson told The Sun, all Ryanair aircraft are thoroughly cleaned by professionals at the end of each day, in line with industry standards. Look, you know what? All I can say about these sort of stories is they are clickbait. In the last few weeks, I've seen stories about what cabin crew really do on long-haul flights, germ test of seats, and gross footwear that people have on airlines. And the list goes on. You know them.
Yeah. I think it's a universal truth that if you're not in business class, your long-haul flight's going to suck.
Pretty much so.
Let's get some clicks out of it.
So don't bother clicking those stories. There we go. We also had this one, which was not run on 2SER News, but you're about to hear it now. God has a youthful face with feminine features.
Oh, what?
At least that's according to a study by scientists in North Carolina who've created an e-fit of God based on what American Christians think he looks like.
Oh.
Far from being an old man with a beard, they found people's perceptions of God tend towards a deity that is young and less Caucasian than popular culture suggests. Participants in the study saw hundreds of randomly varying face pairs and selected which face from each pair appeared more like how they imagined God to appear. Here's God, by the way, Tess.
Oh, yeah. If you just
I know this is radio, but what? Yeah, describe that to the listeners.
Well, if you had just shown that to me with no context, yeah, I would have said that was a picture of like a woman from the Elizabeth Bennet Pride and Prejudice type era.
Oh, to me, it looks like a young guy going out to a club.
It looks like the woman in the Pride and Prejudice movie that my mum watches all the time.
Well, I'm glad we weren't asked for our opinions on the study. But yeah, well, there's another one in the not news segment. Now, I like to finish this with something that is news that is ignored shamelessly by our media. New figures on the Yemen crisis. Please don't forget this, ladies and gentlemen. This is continuing. You know, food is not getting through, humanitarian supplies, and most disgustingly, medical supplies aren't getting through. And figures here from the UN show that 50,000 Yemeni children died in 2017. If accurate, the maths are disturbing.
Jeez.
That's 130 children dying every day. Now, that story, you have to look really hard to find it.
Yeah.
I did a Google. It's sort of down the bottom of the BBC website. To me, that should be screaming headlines.
Yeah, that's horrific.
So I think I'll end on that note. You've heard all those other stories we did about us freezing to death, you know. And then you hear that one. That really brings you back to earth, doesn't it?
Yeah, I need to stop complaining about the weather.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Jeff. We'll leave it at that. Thanks, Tess.